This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, February 25th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. Florida Governor Rick Scott has taken Judge Vinson's ruling to heart, saying that he will use no state resources to implement Obamacare since it's been found unconstitutional. So why are some governors in these tight budgetary times moving ahead with the time and expense it takes to implement the law when they shouldn't? Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts.
What Judge Vinson wrote in his opinion was that he was granting the plaintiffs, which is 26 states, the National Federation of Independent Business, and two individual citizens, declaratory relief. He's saying that Obamacare is unconstitutional, and he said that giving them declaratory relief is the practical or the functional equivalent of an injunction, which would stop the government from doing anything to implement Obamacare. The administration filed a very odd motion with the court called a motion to clarify, where they asked Judge Vinson, essentially, didn't you really mean that we could keep implementing this law while we are appealing your ruling? The plaintiffs have filed a counter motion which said, actually, Judge Vinson, we think your ruling was very clear. The government has to stop implementing this law. And now Judge Vinson said he will promptly consider those motions and clarify things for the plaintiffs and the defendant.
Rick Scott and Sean Parnell of Florida and Alaska, the governors of those states, have said because it is unconstitutional, we do not feel bound to do anything to implement this law.
What's crucial to understand is that the federal courts don't issue advisory opinions. So the plaintiffs or the parties to this lawsuit are bound by Judge Vinson's ruling. If he says this is unconstitutional, that means at a minimum, the federal government cannot implement Obamacare in any of the 26 states that brought this challenge, nor can they enforce Obamacare in any of those states. What Rick Scott, of the governor of Florida, and Sean Parnell, Alaska's governor, have said is, look, we were parties to this lawsuit, and so this law having been declared unconstitutional, we're not going to implement it. Sean Parnell even sought counsel from his attorney general as to whether implementing Obamacare would violate his oath to uphold the Constitution. Unfortunately, a lot of governors, many of whom are from states that were party to this lawsuit, are still proceeding with implementation of Obamacare. Governor Nathan Deal of Florida, a Republican, Governor Nathan Deal of Georgia, a Republican, has said that his state will pursue this lawsuit, he's going to keep implementing the law because if we don't implement it, a spokesman said, then we'll be too far behind. I think there are three problems with this approach that Deal and a lot of other Republican governors have taken. First, if you're a governor who believes that this law is unconstitutional, then not only are you bound by your oath to uphold the Constitution to challenge this law in court, but you're also bound to protect the Constitution by taking whatever legal steps are necessary to prevent this law from being enacted. And so I think that those governors are as duty-bound not to implement Obamacare as they are to file this lawsuit. Number two, everything that the governors do to implement the law, just from a practical perspective, every federal grant they accept under Obamacare, every step they take to implement one of Obamacare's exchanges, makes health insurance exchanges, makes it more difficult to repeal or roll back or overturn this law that they themselves believe is unconstitutional. And third, the federal government is facing a $1.5 trillion deficit. And if you look at the cumulative deficits that all state governments are facing, it's about 12% of that, about $175 billion, which is not chump change. Every dime that this of their own money that the states are spending on this, every dime of federal dollars that the states are receiving in grants under Obamacare is money that we're borrowing from our grandchildren. So what governors should be doing is, rather than accepting all of these Obamacare grants, rather than implementing this law, implementing the health insurance exchanges, they should be taking a wait and see approach and allow this case to work its way through the courts.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Read more on the Constitution and Obamacare at cato.org.